Without VA, I would have paid $25,000 for my hospital stay,
$42,000 for my education,
$74,000 for my home down payment. But because of my service, I paid zero.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Al Wayne.
Welcome you to Porch Salt. This is your host, Alan. And tonight is the Porch Talk 2024 Horror Comedy versus Horror Handheld Playoff. Yes. Big John, how goes it?
Oh, man, living the dream. Living the dream.
I hear you got some news.
Greatest news of all time, man.
Getting back in the industry, he says.
Back in the better side of the industry with the plants.
My man, very good.
Mr. Green Thumb over there.
Well, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Yeah. Happy Halloween.
How'd you feel about your hog getting all wrangled up?
Oh, that was it broke my heart.
Unfortunate, man.
Yeah, man, it just got it all.
But apparently the pig had been...
It had been roaming for a couple of weeks.
They had been hunting the pig.
Yeah. It's been a little asshole.
Yeah, He was all over the place.
And Brother Cub.
I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left. No reason, no conscience, no understanding even in the most rudimentary sense of life or death, of good or evil, right or wrong. Dr. Loomis, Halloween, spooky season is here on the doorstep, knock knocking at your chamber door.
It has been Loomis month.
Woo! Hey, Tommy. Get your little ass away from there.
No, I'm talking. One of the best parts. He's in the bushes.
Oh, wow. Picked up a little momentum. Auburn picked up a W.
Oh, watch out.
Whoa, they actually won.
Yeah.
They won, baby.
You got it out there.
Got it done.
Learn to fly.
Hey.
Gonna carry this momentum over and go undefeated the rest of the way.
I can see it.
Whoa. They learned how to do it.
Would not doubt it.
Play Vanderbilt and they get skunked by two touchdowns.
Ooh, that game takes us a run for
Vanderbilt's good,
their
dude.
Money.
They got that Johnny hard. Manziel.
It's hard.
Best quarterback.
Hard to
Diego
play in Nashville.
Taba.
Well, guys, anything else? Oh, John, one more thing before we get rolling on this.
Yeah, setting Webb's lap.
JoJo Siwa.
She is missing. She is gone silent.
M.I.A.
Media silent. I've heard a rumor that she may have been abducted by Beyonce.
What the hell? Oh.
So, yeah.
All the women independent.
That's right. She may take her under her wing and, like, teach her how to, you know.
Actually
know.
Do something. Yeah.
Yeah.
She might actually come back all right.
She might teach Beyonce how to dance.
Whoa.
Stop that shit.
Just stomp it out.
I've seen many people dress like that Australian breakdancer from.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
a good one.
That's, like, right up there with Art the Clown right now.
That's good. That's you got to take advantage. Y'all ready?
No. Before we get started with all the festivities, though. I do have some flowers I like to give out. I know this is Cobb's thing, but I got some flowers I like to give out. And I'd like to announce my dime of the week as well.
Oh, my God.
Just because.
Dime of the week! Bing!
We'll start with that. So this was like one of my first crushes, like, ever, like, when I was little and everything, too. And this is nothing but the the mistress of the dark, Miss Cassandra Peterson.
A.K.A. Elvira. Those milky white jugs.
The ones. And I'll tell you one thing. She is aged very well.
She's actually a vampire.
A bottle of Chianti.
Hey, yes, definitely. Like she's 73 years old. She's,
nothing like some good old plastic surgery if you do it just right.
Hey, she did it right.
And they'll have them flocking like the salmon from Amarillo.
What do they say on Dumb and Dumber?
A whole bunch of things, really.
I mean, like the salmon flowing up the...
It was, something.
Yeah. Downstream? Upstream. Okay.
Let me get these flowers down. Get these flowers.
Hop them down from up there. Here we go.
Orange and black for spooky season.
We're going to pull it down.
Here you go. Give them the flowers away. I didn't give them away. I thought we was just doing turn.
That's all right. Hey, I
like that hoodie, man.
We hadn't had it in a while, so.
I'm fine.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they're a cheap hoodie.
It's a weird hoodie.
It's very weird. That's a weird fucking hoodie, man.
I said huggy.
Oh.
Anyway.
I said hoodie.
Yeah, hoodie.
Yeah, we were talking about hoodies. You were talking about huggies.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was like, before I forget.
So my flowers are actually going out to Mother Nature. This month has been beautiful, guys. Around here, we don't get weather like this.
Fall?
We got some fall. I mean, I remember when October was cold. I remember back when that was a thing. It's not, but, you know, it's been beautiful days. We've had some really dry, nice, literally, it's like some California October going on here. This is weird. So, anyway, I just want to throw that out there. It's a beautiful thing. If it's some of the reasons I didn't watch some of these movies, it's because I wanted to be outside. It was nice.
All right, I'm going to get out my shit bag on the doorstep of the week.
Flop.
Don't put it out with your boots, Dan.
No. Don't tell me what to do.
This weather this month. Boo. Come on, man. Who wants to work 6 in the evening to 6 in the morning wearing long handles and get to work and it's 83, but get off and it's 44.
That's right.
Sweat your balls off, then freeze.
That's why you got to be up in the middle of the day, not working in the mornings.
I'm a vampire.
You got the night shift and the day
Nosferatu.
Shift.
Nosferatu.
Yep, backwards and forwards.
I'm coming Christmas.
Krampus, are you there?
Nosferatu Worldwide Christmas Day, starring Bill Skarsgård, William Dafoe, Anya Taylor-Joy, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Anya.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. So we got some.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, we got some mixed emotions here about some weather.
Hey.
But that's how it goes.
Can't ever please everybody.
That's a true story if you work from 6 to 6, evening, morning.
It's it's cold. It's cold when you wake up.
It's cold, man, guys.
It definitely is.
Hey, thanks. Fellow night shifters. I'm ready for it to just be cold just so I know how to dress.
Used to it.
Yeah. Are we going to have to get a locker room?
Yeah, I always have found it easier. Like, I go to work at, I start at 7:30.
Yeah, you get up cold.
8 o'clock. You get up cold and then it
gets lunchtime.
Yeah.
I can make adjustments.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take hoodie off and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm reverse.
Yeah, you gotta go prepared with something.
Mm-hmm. So I get it. Yep. I get it.
Yep, that's how it goes.
Anything else to do? Dime of the week to Elvira.
There we go.
And flowers to Mother Nature.
Let's go. Uh-oh.
I can't see Big John, but nothing but that. Good old cowboy hat.
There we go.
That's what we were saying. We're going to have to get a little light.
The darkness.
That's just my...
He's your ally.
It's Zora.
Yeah.
He's happy again, though.
Put the
dude.
Michael Myers mask on. Maybe that's what's up.
All right. Yeah. How we doing
Cowboy
this?
Mike.
I guess we're going to draw to see who picks in a wet order, I guess.
All right.
Yep. All right. I'll let y'all go first there. So.
Can I take my pills?
You going to do two pill challenge.
I didn't pay attention to that either.
Let me go back on the
two.
Let me get a
number two.
Dust.
Can we get a review if I took my pills?
Sure. Well, let's
play it
rewind
back.
The tape.
Play it back.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it.
I think it's so nonchalant.
Double down.
I got four.
And I'm the number one.
Three.
Number one spot.
So two.
One, two, three, and four. All right. So we're just going to randomly pick. I don't know which one's doing first.
Two.
We're going to go.
I'm going to say the darks or the handheld. Aren't they?
Nope.
Right. Comedy is light, Danny. What are you doing?
I had to switch it up there a little bit.
There it is.
All right.
Huh?
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm
here we go.
We're starting with a... I didn't did one. There's him for two.
Oh.
Ha-ha. Uh-huh.
All right, so we're going to go with handheld horror first.
All right, here. Classic Porch Talk Tournament Challenge. We go one side theme, one side theme.
Correct.
Comedy?
You can't do that now. Get the whole thing out. Then you look at it. All right, so we got...
It's your turn. Put that down.
Yeah. We got dash cam versus...
The Poopsie Tapes.
Oh,
are we going handheld first, huh?
Yeah, handheld's going first. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh! Coming out with a good.
Both of these are mine. Yeah, both of those.
These are my picks.
Yeah. No, actually, I picked
that's a damn shame.
You damn sure did.
Mm, I did.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
Poughkeepsie tapes here.
You guys are going to have to talk about that one. I don't know too much about it.
Do you want fucked up serious shit or some humor? Scary.
Yeah, got a little bit of.
Yeah. Enough humor to go on this side.
Yeah,
no.
Annoying humor.
Yeah, kind of almost annoying. Yeah, dash cam is.
I love her.
Yeah, it was a.
Put your mask on.
That is
the line of the movie.
It was good, I'm gonna try to.
I'm picking Poughkeepsie, baby.
Yeah, I mean,
Poughkeepsie tapes.
Poughkeepsie tapes were. It was good.
I might have to go with dash cam because I haven't saw the Poughkeepsie tapes. My fault.
Summarize Poughkeepsie tapes, one of you, please.
The FBI get a whole bunch of VHSs and review them. It's a serial killer. It's from his point of view. Before they was in a violent nature, it was the Poughkeepsie tape. He would set up his camcorder in like a chick's bedroom, hide in a closet, shit like that. It's messed up, man.
Okay.
And there were a shitload of tapes.
Yeah. It covered the whole table.
Yeah. But I'm going to say like the camera angles were like fucking... In Poughkeepsie,
yeah, I'm gonna lie. Real.
It was really good. I mean, even though it's not my pick, I'm going with that myself.
That little indie right there, real deep indie.
Yep, it was good. It was good. Mr. Two.
Oh, classic.
Grave Encounters.
Grave
Encounters.
Fantastic. Versus
Grave Encounters. And I come back with
versus the Cannibal Holocaust.
That's what am I again?
Woo. The OG, the one that started it all, that don't get his flowers.
Yeah,
I'm going Cannibal Holocaust. I mean,
you know, Cannibal Holocaust had it had actual cannibals and actual human remains in it.
There was some animals harmed in that movie.
Yeah, there was.
There was a big turtle.
That movie will piss you off, dude. Yeah, if you're some kind of
for the
activist. 80s,
that thing was pretty.
What was that in South America?
Hardcore.
Those people that made that movie had to go on trial to prove that the people didn't die.
Yeah.
It was like, they're right here. Your Honor, they're in the gallery.
Yeah.
They're alive. They're not got stakes going through their mouths and their butts. They're right there.
Very intense.
Cannibal Holocaust.
Did good.
From the mountain.
What'd you think there, John?
I'm going to go with Cannibal Holocaust.
Okay.
I watched Grave Encounters... This morning.
It is a good one.
I mean, we
it
didn't even really one. Touch on Grave Encounters. I mean, that's Cannibal Holocaust has got it all day.
Four.
Yeah.
I didn't touch on Grave Encounters. You like Grave Encounters. I like Grave Encounters.
I like Grave Encounters.
It's a fake ghost adventure. They totally still Sack Baggins or whatever his name is, his gimmick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They definitely did.
Yeah, they did that.
It was a good movie.
The ending kind of pissed me off with that one, though. Yeah.
What did it piss you off for?
There you go.
Because it was like, it was a fuck you ending, and I don't like those kind of movies.
Fuck you endings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paranormal Activity.
Ooh.
Oh, another heavy hitter.
Yeah, well, it's going up against Auburn. I got unfriended here.
I'm going unfriended. Hey, oh.
Hey, I'm just playing.
They both have that, but I'm gonna, I mean,
yeah, this
that's
is
a different handheld. That's all computer.
Yeah,
it's bringing in the computer era handheld.
It was kind of strange. Yeah, it was kind of cool, but it was kind of weird the way everybody died. It was like, how ghostly can you get? Like, how you gonna put somebody's hand? Make them put their hand in the blender. That was just weird. Anyway.
Paranormal Activity, dude. That's all day. That's dude.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's like
a pot fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it might have to
no, I love that
Blair Witch Project. Real. I don't know.
I wish I saw that in theaters.
Bring it on over. I did too.
Yeah, yeah,
for y'all guys,
man.
It
was great. Yeah,
one of the most profitable movies of all time.
Yep.
You can go handheld, you're making profit.
It's a great one. It's a great one.
God, we're cooking, boys. We are cooking. We'll be done in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Still got another half of the board.
Woo! The last exorcism.
I got one of mine.
Last exorcism.
Oh.
I like
that. Hey, little exorcist girl. I see you. You in your little farm. Here comes Peach Fuzz.
Oh,
I want to take a bath with me. Want to take a bath?
Oh, creep.
I wash his hair.
That's a...
Yeah.
That's a steep.
Those are hard because I don't know. The last exorcism
was pretty
damn
good. Two different things.
I want to say the production value on Last Exorcism was a lot better than
Creep.
That's
Eli Ross money.
Absolutely better than Creep.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely better than Creep. I'm going Creep all day. I love
Well, no, Creep was a better movie, but the production value was better.
It was a whole lot better on that. Yeah.
Uncomfortable is like my number one thing.
Yeah, and the entire time.
That's Creep. Really frightening.
Creep?
I mean, I'm going the other way, but yeah, that's all up to John then.
Why are you putting it on me?
Yeah.
You already said Creep.
I know, but I'm trying to decide if I'm going to throw a kink
throw
in,
it in there or not.
Kink in the rails. But I think I'll go
with
Creep.
Let's go with the legacy. Creep. Creep is Creep. We got Creep.
Yeah.
I heard have you seen Last Exorcism Part 2?
Yep.
I heard it's dog water.
Yeah, it was. I haven't watched it yet. Didn't even watch
Creep 2? I like it.
Yeah, Creep 2 is better than.
Now we got Creep Tapes coming out. Little mini series.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Might as well, man.
Went on over to him. Oh, snap.
So, we got our Elite 8 or whatever.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
We can go here.
We're gonna have to do those filled in.
Yeah, and then we'll do them.
The buys.
Gonna be pretty rough.
They got buys, huh?
I don't know what you got, but I know what I got.
What you got?
I ain't got nothing.
VHS.
Ooh. How about VHS 2?
Oh,
shit.
I watched these driving all day.
That's how it happened.
Driving around watching movies. Yeah. He's got a 50 inch.
Just playing. I got a chauffeur.
I have to admit that VHS 2 is the better of the VHSs.
I'm going to say VHS. I like you. I like you. That's one of my favorite ones ever. The first one coming out with, I like you.
It honestly could go either way.
Yeah.
You know, the guy.
It's funny that they're going to got to take one
of the guy with the camera glasses,
that's good.
The spy glasses.
Yeah.
He tries to run away and he's in the staircase and she goes down on him and she's like, you're not like me. You're not like me. Because his ding ding won't get hard because he's frightened by the succubus. The succubus. You're not like me.
All right. Cobb likes some flaccid, so come on.
VHS?
No, I just like that part, dude. Because, like, lady, I'm not getting hard. You just killed my friends. Ripped one of them's wee-wee off. We got a little overall skits. What do you like the best? Okay, VHS. We got Succubus Banger. Man, I'm getting them mixed up now. I know VHS 2. VHS 2, best one is that... Like Japanese cult.
Yeah, that was where they did the mass suicide and like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of
the little
wild.
Goat creature. It looks cheesy, but dope.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. And there was another part in two that was pretty.
It was the couple like traveling to the Grand Canyon, staying in the hotels, and the
the person kept breaking in, recording them, playing with a knife,
with their
body.
Yeah. That was.
There's the zombie GoPro guy.
Oh yeah, where he got hit by the truck on the dude's on a bicycle. Yeah, that was kind of weird. I thought that was
a cool zombie concept.
Yeah.
I may go VHS too, actually.
I say it's the better of the two.
I'm thinking VHS too.
They can go. They're VHS.
I mean, you can give all the VHSs a.
Well, I'm saying they can do this. They can keep pumping out VHSs.
Yeah.
Hey, VHS, the last one, Beyond.
Still haven't seen it yet, but I've heard it's amazing.
Chef's Kiss. Now they just got VHS 8.
Yeah.
I guess they gave up.
Yeah.
9, 10, 11. They can go to 40 for all I care.
Yeah. Let's just go.
Love that concept. Mini movies, man. You know what I like about VHS is actually, we got to spend time. I love that you get like 4 or 5 directors, and I feel like it's free range. All this big budget, one movie thing. They got the keep the people in the suits happy. They get 25 minutes or whatever on a VHS and do whatever they want. That's how I feel. What about
that's, it's kind of like an alphabet of
ABC's of horror.
ABC's of horror. Yeah, that was
that was a good one, because there was
so many different.
I feel like that's a director's.
I saw that one last week.
That was really cool.
I feel like that's a director's dream, though. Like, I can finally cook and do what I want.
Yep.
It may fail, but whatever.
Hey.
That's what I like about VHS's, man.
The way to go. But 2's going to take the cake on that one.
Willow Creek.
Oh, man, I'm glad I got this. I got another one of mine, baby. Willow Creek, it was nice seeing you, but you got your ass whooped by a witch.
Oh, yeah, this one's definitely going past.
Oh, yeah, Blair Witch is going past
Bigfoot
that.
Bigfoot versus witch. So,
never thought I'd see that.
Hocus Pocus.
The real. Before... There was Cannibal Holocaust, but the one that put it on the map. Is this shit real? Remember that? Is this shit real?
It felt pretty real.
Because they made them people hide.
Yeah. It was pretty... It almost had the effect of The Exorcist back in the day. You know, it was kind of like... That was wild. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know what's funny about it? I recently listened to this. You know, all these podcasts that do movies are doing spooky movies. Of course. But my favorite one, Rewatchables, because they're funny guys. They did a Blair Witch Project. What's funny, they let out a fact of the people that made the Blair Witch, they're broke as hell.
Yeah, they got no name.
They went and bought the camcorder at Circuit City, if you don't remember that. It's an electronics store. And when they got done making a movie, which the actors recorded themselves, they returned it.
Yeah.
They returned the camcorder.
Yeah.
That's how broke they were.
Yeah, they returned it. So if you got that in the return.
Whoa, guys, that's interesting.
It was.
The camera that was.
That's how awesome it is, man.
Yeah. It's so awesome. The people that it grossed so much money.
A legendary movie.
Yeah, they made no money.
Return the camcorder.
So, yeah, and then we get Willow Creek.
Hey, man, Willow Creek, probably the best Bigfoot horror movie there is.
It's a good Bigfoot movie.
Yeah.
But it's no Blair Witch Project.
Hey, no lie, Willow Creek is probably the best Bigfoot horror.
We're going to get to one that I feel sorry for.
I love that. Did y'all two see Willow Creek?
I know which one he's talking about.
He turns the chicken to his wife.
It's going to be over here.
I love the Willow Creek ending. He takes his woman. Willow. Bigfoot smash!
He got you.
Shaking this up does nothing.
No, it doesn't.
Nothing.
You gotta put your hand in there and wiggle it around.
Just go in.
Oh, this movie was fucking great.
Oh.
He did pull a good one.
There we go.
Deep shit.
So, it's gonna be...
Late Night with the Devil.
Late Night with the Devil.
Fucking amazing.
Fresh to death. Still got the tags.
That's a new one. That one still at Walmart.
You still got that smell.
You can buy it on Blu-ray
true story.
Right now.
Yep. You can buy it on the end cap.
Yep.
Think I should buy it, even though I got Shudder.
I would.
Yeah,
I would.
Definitely buy it.
I may not always have Shudder.
It's a lot better than this one. Quarantine.
That ain't really
a lot
fair.
Better than Quarantine, even though it's got old... Chick from Dexter in it. She was kind of cute.
Yeah, she was hot. Yeah,
but, you know,
chick from The Exorcism of Emily Rose. You talking? Mm-hmm. That's the same chick. The chick from White Girls.
Yeah,
same chick. She was awesome in The Last Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Oh yeah,
You talking about the black guy?
No. No, the...
That's your white cheeks. Not Terry Crews.
Making my way down.
That's a wild thing to say.
Yeah, I'm going to say late night with the devil takes that all day.
Yeah, that's the winner.
I hate that we just dunked on quarantine.
Yeah, we did. Though. I mean,
I think quarantine's straight.
That's what happens. It's not a bad movie, but
I mean, like, if quarantine went up against Willow Creek, I'd pick quarantine.
Yeah, I would pick quarantine all day over Willow Creek.
But I don't want to dunk on Willow Creek.
I'd like to talk about late night with the devil for a minute. And there's no way, like, if you have Hulu, I mean, it's Hulu, it's highly suggested. And it has that kind of...
It's on Hulu?
It's on Netflix.
I just thought it would Shudder.
It's on Hulu, too.
I think it's on...
It's probably on everything.
Prime, too,
AMC on
It's out there right now.
Hulu?
No,
it's Disney.
But it looks like a Johnny Carson. It looks like an old-timey, like, talk late-night TV show.
And, great concept.
And the guy's show is, like, he's trying to hit those Johnny Carson numbers, and he's... At this time in his career, it's kind of... Everything is stale, and it's falling off. And so, like, this late night with the devil is supposed to be the night that puts him back on the map.
And it puts him somewhere.
And as the film continues to go, you see just how obsessed he is with what the show has got to do for him.
Don't tell him. What's that? What was the medium's name? Crispito or whatever?
Yeah.
Crispito. Funniest guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a $50,000 check here. I love the little girl. I thought she knocked it out the park.
Yeah, she did.
Am I supposed to look at this camera?
Which camera am I supposed to look at?
She did it very well. Yeah. She's almost up there with Abigail. Almost.
And then when she got possessed, or when they called the demon out of her,
oh yeah, that was
that shit was, yeah, that was fucking wild. Crazy. Yeah,
that was a good one. Late Night of the Devil. You didn't see it yet. Go ahead and watch it.
There you go.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Might have put a spoiler alert on this one for Late Night at the Devil.
I don't think it was that big of a spoiler. It's kind of a synopsis.
Yeah.
Troll Hunter.
Uh oh. Versus
Open Water Sharks versus Trolls.
Oh shit!
That's gonna be a
Open Water. Damn. Is such a good movie. I like Open Water Adrift better, though.
Is that the one with the yacht?
Yeah, that's the one with the yacht.
Why don't we mess with Open Water?
Troll Hunter is dope. Pretty wild. It is. I mean, even though
And that's my comparison. Like, this is real life, but this right here is like a little...
I mean, like, you came to me, like man, I got a handheld footage about trolls. Those trolls were dope.
They a lot worse than you think they were would be. I mean,
you thought they were trees. No, yeah. That tree's moving. No, get out of here.
That's a big sumbitch.
I mean, both, but I'm going Troll Hunter.
I'm not really.
This is probably my toughest one right now.
I'm never really big on like shark movies, other than Jaws. That's about all.
I love shark movies. Are the best. I mean, man. I've been wanting to do one of these for July or whenever.
Yeah,
Shark Week.
Yeah, we
got to
do Shark Week. I mean, we might as well.
Because to me, it's hard to mess up a shark movie.
I mean,
Sharknado. They made five of them. There's something to be said about that.
No, that's true.
Oh, sci-fi.
That's true. That's just how it goes. They're gonna milk everything they can out of it. It'll be Shark Kane.
Al's got Troll Hunter.
I'm going Open Water.
Uh-oh. You go ahead. I'll be the tiebreaker.
Oh, man. I'm going to say for effect of, like, this being a true story, I'm going Open Water. Like, I know it's just people floating, but, like, this happened. And, like, watching it and you like putting yourself in this situation, like, damn, this sucks.
That's what I'm saying. It's more real.
Terrible.
It is. All right. Open Water to going.
Yeah. One of mine went.
That's the toughest one so far to me.
That was a little rough.
Didn't you have Late Night with the Devil?
Yeah.
That was yours.
Yeah. I did have Late Night with the Devil.
All right. So now we're at a point where we all just have to pick. We're not. Just
which VHS did you have?
I like the first one.
I had two.
I don't know. I like the second one.
He had one. I had two.
So we at the final four?
Yeah, we're at the...
Well, no, you got to fill in...
Wait.
No. Oh, did we?
Oh, we got...
Oh, yeah. Well, we still got to pick just like one apiece, though.
Yeah.
For where it goes. So, let's see. So,
yeah, this is the last draw here. This is the last draw.
We got four more to pick.
Yeah.
What's
the... Oh, cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool, dude.
So, battling the Poughkeepsie tapes.
Ooh. It was your go.
Yeah, I'm one.
All right. Yeah. Go for it.
Hell House LLC.
Well, you stole my heart.
Right there. I think it's going to be...
I'm going Hell House.
I think it's going to be Hell House on that. And the Poughkeepsie Tapes are really awesome, but Hell House has got a
Hell House.
They've got a good little trilogy.
They're that little bitty basketball team.
Yeah.
They're that Chicago Illinois. They're
all what, three are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, all four.
Oh, there's four.
There's four the now.
Yep.
There's the origin story.
Yep.
Jesus.
Dude, where? They ain't stopping.
I don't blame them. It works.
If you've never you seen, find a... you know, what do they call it? A pattern or whatever that works? A method? Just stick
them to some images are frightening.
Yeah, this is not an easy those watch.
No.
I found Hell House LLC out of nowhere. It just popped up on YouTube.
Yeah, it just straight up. It was straight from YouTube.
I wish I could
you can
go
watch
back.
It on YouTube. You hear first, that?
Right off the bat.
Go to your search bar and type in Terror Films. It will be there.
Yep. All their films are good, too.
So yeah.
Yeah. Shut that movie in.
You know how?
Blew my socks off.
How fun that is. I think I called you, Alan.
Sorry, Poughkeepsie Tapes.
I think I called Alan after. I'm like, dude, you got to watch this movie.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come down here.
There we go.
Back when he lived in Canada.
Back in the Canada days.
I'm in the twos.
All right, Campbell Holocaust, you will be battling...
No,
Lake Mungo.
Lake Mungo.
Well... I'll go ahead and tell you.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you what happened there.
Lake Mungo was a... it was a watch that I was like... It was...
It sucked. Just say it.
It was all right.
It fucking sucked.
I mean, it was very... It was very slow and hard to watch, but then it got to the point, I'm like, okay. I get it now.
I tell you what Lake Mungo is. It's like a mystery. It's like a Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. I tried seriousness. I tried to what happened watch to her? It four times. Yeah.
That's
I
cool,
fell
man.
Asleep every time rough, but yeah. once.
It's a tough watch.
That was your pick.
Yeah.
I know.
He liked the way it sounded.
He was like, yeah. Sound like it was going to be another.
I like the way the word Mungo goes.
Yeah, I like the way it sounds on my lips.
Last one.
Last one.
That one's going to be
one of mine.
What you got?
Paranormal Activity.
Against?
Cloverfield.
I still think it's going to be Paranormal Activity.
Paranormal Activity on that one, man.
How would you describe Cloverfield?
Cloverfield was
aliens.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was kind of like
World War Z, but aliens.
Yeah, basically.
I like Clover. Out of all the ten Cloverfield Lane is my favorite one.
It's
the bunker.
Yep.
Yeah.
The bunker.
I like Cloverfield Paradox.
It was the first handheld.
Oh, you do? Yeah, I never watched it because everybody was dunking on it so much. That it like came out of a Super Bowl or something. It had previews. And like dropping tonight at midnight or 2 in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
And everybody dunked on it so much. I'm like, oh, there's no reason to watch that.
It was the first handheld style film I'd ever watched.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good film, but I just...
Yeah. Paranormal Activity.
It was
OG.
Kind of tough.
Who's next? I mean, I know I'm next, but what?
It's Battling Creep.
Oh, no, God. It's not.
Is it not? Yeah, because we did
it is Creep.
Yep.
Oh, As Above, So Below.
Ooh, that's a fantastic movie.
That's the only one I ain't really watched on there, I think.
It is so good.
It is good. Don't know if it's Creep good.
Oh, it's definitely better than Creep.
I'd be loving me some Creep.
I mean, the catacombs are—they're pretty. They're scary as
they're
dog.
Scary as
I mean, you ain't even gotta. You just go down there. That's fucking scary.
Because it's human remains.
Yeah,
it had the feel, dude.
And rats.
Yeah.
Spiders
made me think about New Orleans or places like that that have catacombs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Creep will make you feel uncomfortable, but it's just a dude being creepy. That's all there is to it.
It's just a creepy ass dude.
When you got damn... Ooh.
Bones?
You ain't even, I mean, just standing there.
Yeah.
Just imagine standing in the catacombs.
Thousands of skulls.
Yeah. Just... Well, damn.
I'm going Creep.
Bye-bye,
I'm a Creep guy. But I'm just one guy.
That's one against three.
I don't even know words to that song, Louie Louie.
Oh,
so here we are.
Here we are, born to be kings.
Hell House LLC.
Versus VHS 2.
Hell House LLC.
Yes. What about that? Hell House
LLC. Yeah, even with it being a...
I'm going Hell House.
Hell House all day.
That's anonymous. Yeah. Unanimous.
Then we've got, this is going to be tough. This is tough right here. These are like
two OGs.
OGs battling. This is like.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Yeah. We got Blair Witch Project versus the Cannibal Holocaust.
I'm going Cannibal Holocaust.
Cannibal Holocaust.
That's what it feels like right now.
I love the Blair Witch Project, but Cannibal Holocaust.
The March Madness.
I mean, do we want... we want some cannibalism or...
Blair Witch
Ghosts.
Project. Oh, this is the ultimate battle right here, dude. Oh, my God.
Where have you
I was
been?
Busy with March Madness. Sorry, guys.
See, Blair I Witch didn't Project talk about this.
Versus Cannibal Holocaust.
We're all over here already in on.
Cannibal Holocaust, like, I really came first. Come at me, bro. I came first. I ran for you to walk.
Yeah, but then
Blair Witch Project for you came run, and said, hey, whatever they say.
I'm going to make this.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually make something out of it.
The only reason people saw you because you were so controversial.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the real moneymaker. Cha-ching.
Cannibal Holocaust for me.
All right, we got one for Cannibal.
Two, actually.
Two for Cannibal.
Uh-oh. I got to go Blair Witch, man.
Ooh.
Man, I had to go to the IMDb score here.
All right, so we might have to flip a coin on this one, guys.
No, you got IMDb score.
All right, that's right. That's the flip the coin.
That's
there we go.
That's overall crowd of regular people.
I mean, they're both bangers. I mean, there you go.
We're not saying that either one is a
bad
thing.
That's why it's a tie. This is why we're doing what we're doing.
I love her. Are y'all fine with always the IMDb? It's
a correlation
of regular people.
That's more data than a coin flip, to be honest with you.
I like Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes could be critics.
Yeah, there's a lot of bullshit in Rotten Tomatoes.
That's fine. There's also a lot
of God,
facts.
Man.
It's going to be Blair Witch.
Yeah, Holocaust got 5.8.
What did the fucking
Blair Witch is going to be like an 8 point something.
Yeah, probably so.
We're going to find out. We're going to get the real results.
Shit, it might even be 9 point something.
6.5.
Woo!
Where's Siskel and Ebert at?
By hair. We got it.
One of they liked it. I know at least one of them did.
Hadn't they already broken up by then?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
This is not a bad match. Paranormal Activity and Late Night with the Devil.
Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, man, I'm going Paranormal Activity.
What? Have you not seen Late Night with the Devil?
Yeah.
I've seen it twice.
It's good, but
I watched it at 2 in the morning when it came out that night.
Yeah.
We watched it like the next day.
I didn't like it the first time.
Yeah, I didn't either.
It gets better.
I did not. I had to watch it the second time.
I had too much high hopes because I was sitting there counting down the days, John.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that.
Yeah, he messaged me.
I stayed up.
Yeah, he messaged me. It
just dropped, Will.
1 a.m.
Why aren't you up?
Here it is. It's black. I'm like, all right. And
you
I
got
watched
a word.
It I was like, eh. It was all right.
Paranormal
Activity.
They say.
It is pretty fucking creepy. Sorry.
I'm disappointed in you guys.
They don't get disappointed in me.
Lucky for you, you got two
of yours.
I love
that dude.
Going at it right now.
Yeah, two of mine are battling.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
You got Open Water, As Above, So Below. Catacombs
God,
versus
man.
Sharks.
Oh, why?
I'm going Catacombs. I'm sorry.
I think I'm going Catacombs, too.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, unanimous.
That was a quick game right there, guys.
Where are you going, John?
I already went.
What did you say?
Catacombs.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, man, we're going to have to do this for Shark Week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to do it for Shark Week.
No, we will.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People. AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
We'll have it middle of the year.
When is short week? That's like a July thing, ain't it?
Could do it in April. April? Have it on April Fool's.
It was like April or May.
Starts slobbering to go to the beach.
It's right before everybody starts
spring
going
break.
To the beach. Yep. Spring break. That's it.
Spring break.
Perfect time for Shark Week. So we're going to do that.
Hell House LLC versus.
Ooh.
Blair Witch Project.
This is the OG versus the newbie. This is going to be kind of...
Dude.
This is kind of hard.
My brain says Blair Witch. My heart says LLC.
I'm right there with you.
I'm Hell House, though.
Man, I'm a Hell House dude.
It don't matter that I want to go Blair Witch then.
I think...
Have you ever seen the Hell Houses?
Yeah, I've seen one and two.
Them damn clowns, man. All right. They slightly turn their heads.
6.5. So what the hell else got?
Yeah, let's see what we got. Even though I think we're still leaning a different way.
I just want to know.
Yeah, we got to see. Because, I mean, Hell House...
The audience probably
is it
wants
near,
to know.
Near the following, though, to be honest with you. I don't think. I wouldn't think. Because it's not there.
It's a little engine that
yeah,
could.
Yeah, it's just a small...
We got sequels.
Yeah. It wasn't like a big production like Blair Witch Project was.
I'm Hell House, but I just won't... We'll see.
Let's see.
Blair Witch was 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, this 6.4.
Woo!
Ooh. Wow.
I'm talking, ooh, splitting hairs here.
I'm going to rate it a 9 out of 10 to make it go up.
Do it.
I did. Just did. So, they're pretty much a tie all together.
What did they say, Blair Witch over there?
Huh?
What did they say?
I'm Hell House.
Yeah,
I'm Hell House.
And I'm Blair Witch.
And I'm Hell House.
Uh-oh.
Even though I'm more of a Blair Witch guy, because it was really awesome, but Hell House is, I think, taking it over, to be honest with you. That's just me.
That's respect.
Yeah, that is. It's
Blair Witch, respect. If I had to go watch one now, I'm like, hey, let's watch Hell House.
I'd probably go watch the Blair Witch if I was going to watch one right now.
If somebody gave me both the options, I would probably watch Hell House.
Hell House about to take it all the way.
Yeah.
Dude, when that dude wakes up in his bed and that girl's sitting over there by the closet or whatever, he's like, puts his head up under the covers and pulls him back and she's looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we going now?
You go right Paranormal Activity versus As Above, So Below.
As Above, So Below.
And we love them catacombs.
It don't matter. It's going against Hell House.
Yeah.
I would love to see what these rated, depending on how this goes.
I'd go ahead and tell you Paranormal Activity won that battle.
I'm going Paranormal Activity.
I'm going Paranormal Activity, too.
Yep.
I just want to see what IMDb. What did they rate it?
Oh.
I bet that might get in the sevens.
In the sevens?
I got so tired of the Paranormal Activities before they were done, though.
I hope they're done.
I hope they are too, man.
That Mark ones was dog shit.
Yeah.
That ain't finished.
And then the Insidious, the Red Key, or what? Or the that. Last Key yes. was.
I just bought the collection last night because it's clearance.
Oh.
Five of them for $20? $5 a piece. Might as well get them.
I got so excited for the Last Key. And
how was the last one, Red Door or whatever?
I think that's the one I'm talking about. Whatever. Yeah, it was fucking stupid.
It was last keys
roll. Wait, as above, so below, guys. 6.3.
That's pretty. So Hell House has it by 0.1.
0.1. Yeah. Which is, with being a newbie, that's pretty impressive.
Paranormal Activity
is
6.3.
Woo!
They're tied.
Ooh, interesting. Go ahead and rate it so I can swing that. Cheater.
So,
I'm pull one
up your
out,
app. Pull up your app.
One out of 2 million.
Yeah.
Download the IMDb app.
I don't think it,
it was like the first app I ever had, like, to choose.
Choose something.
You know, like, to download myself. Yeah, it didn't come with a phone.
It was the first one. Boop.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going paranormal.
Yeah, me too.
Paranormal, it is.
That's not kind of... I got to buy a As Above, So Below. That's like one that I just first saw it this past week, man. I like it.
Yeah, it is good. No doubt.
So, who picked that? Oh, John picked that.
What did I pick?
Yeah, the whole bottle.
As Above, So Below.
Nope. Yeah.
So, how many choices did we have? Like 60 or something? I don't know.
Well, we had a lot.
We had a lot. Right at 40. So, I'm glad that's got picked. That's one I didn't see, ever saw in my life.
That's good. Good.
Hell House LLC
versus Paranormal Activity.
Final.
OG versus the newbie.
Hell House rating? They both the same.
Yeah, I think they were the same.
They are.
It's just going to be us.
I'm Hell House, baby.
I think I'm Hell House too, dude.
I'm going to go with Hell House.
I think I am too. I think that's anonymous, which is wild.
Since As Below.
You got to love these tournaments, man. Yeah, we don't know what the hell's going to happen. We just... follow our hearts.
Yep.
Our little black hearts.
Now, this next side of the board, I'm looking forward to.
The next side's going to be kind of crazy.
The comedy
it's
horror.
It's going to be fun.
Going to be fucking awesome.
Got some dumb ass shit.
How can we have any drinks without any goddamn Mr. Pibb?
If you made it this far, then you're in for a treat.
It's the only soda I like.
He was the best part of that whole damn movie. I ain't gonna lie though. We'll get to it.
You wanna keep going or take a break?
Let's take a break, smoke a cigarette.
All right, we'll be back with the comedy. Comedy relief coming back. As above, here is my below.
I'm glad you said that, Kyle.
Keeping the same drawings. Gonna reshuffle.
Yeah, L.L. Jones is waiting to fuck over there.
Yeah, well, might as well. he threw his away.
Well, I put on my hat like they were playing Captain Dickhead and it didn't stick.
Yeah, he ain't gonna wear that no more, dude.
All right, so we got some
t-shirts this time.
Battle of the horror comedy. Let's see who's gonna.
Slaughterhouse Barbecue. Come on down. What does it say?
Slaughterhouse Family. Wait, Slaughter Family Barbecue. That's it. Yep. There we go. Oh, good job.
Peckers and lips.
Yep. Ooh.
Peckers and lips.
All kinds of them.
I love the Hewitt family.
Loves peckers and lips. They work so well together.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We have entered into the comedy horror side of the board.
There we go.
Keeping the same line.
Yep. Same rotation.
Versus. Organically worked itself out in a porch talk horror tournament of verses. I love it.
This is gonna be a
little
smaller.
It didn't do anything.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, hell yeah, this is a good one.
All right, this one isn't.
Oh boy.
Here we go.
Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, Shaun of the Dead.
Well, mine.
Versus Ernest Scared Stupid. How about a bumper sandwich, Booger Lips?
Who all watched this?
Who hasn't
seen it? The whole
thing? Who hasn't seen it?
I watched it when I was a child.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And be like, I love this.
Yeah, and it's...
I watched it as a 41-year-old man and made it 5 minutes and be like, yep, this ain't making it.
Oh, Ed Barney.
Tap out.
Hey, you gotta know that's some nostalgia right there. Yeah. All day. That's
the first one I ever saw.
You know what I mean, Vern?
The, yeah, you know what I mean? First one I ever saw was with my grandparents. They had it on VHS. Was Ernest Goes to Africa.
Oh, God.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I think I watched that and Ace Ventura when Nature Calls back to back. Africa Comedy.
Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Africa Economy Tournament coming soon.
Hey, we good.
We get the air up there.
Yeah. But yeah, I am Shaun of the Dead.
Operation Dumbo Drop. I'm going to go Shaun of the Dead as well.
Talk about it just a touch.
Shaun of the Dead. He's like, yes.
British. I'm scared stupid off in 5 minutes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, apologize.
I mean, like, it I happens. Know it wasn't going to be worth it. I could tell already.
I had to put it in there, though, because it's classic.
It's the original horror really comedy.
Is. Yeah, the production in that, though.
Yeah,
it was. You got to say, that was some Killer Clowns from Outer Space production right there.
Hell yeah. Dude, I loved it when I was little.
Yeah, it was great.
I ain't little no more.
Yep.
Hey, tell me yours first.
Scary Movie 3.
Oh.
Ooh, good one.
Well, three.
I hate it.
Two.
I hate
three.
It.
Three.
Pick three.
Okay, that's right. That's
Cabin one of the Owls.
Ooh. Cabin of the Woods.
All right, we got Charlie Sheen versus Thor.
Yeah.
It's Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, I'm going to say Cabin in the Woods all day. That's all day. I mean.
That's how we say
love. We went the wrong places. So we need to go right here. Here we go.
Yeah.
Which half?
Yeah. I mean,
down the middle.
I mean, what I liked about Scary Movie 3 was like when Leslie Nielsen just punched the hell out of that dude. I was kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. What do you think about they're remaking The Naked Guns with Liam Neeson?
Well, I mean,
He said he's done with action movies.
Well, that's going to be kind of weird. I mean, I hope he at least does a parody of it. I mean,
you talking about like The Naked Gun?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, like the OJ. Like, Remember the OJ?
Yeah. Those are funny.
Yeah, those were great. Naked Gun, 33 and a third.
33 and a third. And one third.
33 and a third, yeah.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. My bad. I might not
blame the went to the theater to see those.
But I know what love is. All right.
Yep,
there
we go. All right, let's see. Next on the draw.
Next on the docket.
Uh-oh.
Stir him up good, John.
What we got?
Johnny Five, Dissel Simba.
Fucking
good one.
Uh-oh.
Jennifer's Body.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Jennifer's Body versus old John Slither.
Oh, fucking Slither, dude. Slither all day.
Oh, that's kind of a hard one, though. It really is.
Slither.
I love the humor of Jennifer's Body, man.
I don't really call Jennifer's Body much humor. Of a comedy, even though it is in the genre.
It's got that witty comment, like...
Like, Megan Fox is just a smart-ass, basically. Smart-ass vampire.
So, yeah, she's funny, though. She gets stabbed by a pool net, and she's like, you got a tampon?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. You know,
you got a plug.
Little stuff, but honestly, I want to say that Slither was funnier because it wasn't meant to be funny.
It was meant to be a serious movie.
I think
it was meant to be funny.
Some of it was, but I don't know. Like I said, the mayor was the funniest part of that whole damn movie.
Yeah,
he made it.
I'm so hungry.
What kind of thing makes you want to eat it?
You throw me that possum over there.
Yeah, we can give a few extra points because it's Jennifer.
God, I hate they matched up.
It's
I don't know where to go. This may be harder than whatever it was on that side.
IMDb.
Slither. Are we gonna?
Megan Fox is gonna be.
Well, yeah, she's gonna throw it out. Yeah, this
is. I just want to know.
You know, Megan Fox is gonna be higher.
I mean,
than Elizabeth Banks. Megan Fox would be making.
Elizabeth Banks was.
This is peak Megan Fox acting career.
Hey, and that was peak Elizabeth Banks time.
No,
she was super hot. Dude.
Yeah,
Elizabeth Banks always.
She's always been one of my favorites. Definitely, even in 40-year-old Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong with her panties. Yeah, they're not in my mouth.
No.
Oh, Jennifer's Body. All right.
4.2.
4.2, dude.
I don't know. I think it's a little higher than that.
just because you don't want to win don't mean you got to dog shit on it. 5.5.
Ooh.
Woo.
All right, Slither.
10.
As in John Richter scale.
You really like this.
I love that fucking movie.
He loves some Slither.
I rebought it when I lost all my
6.5.
Woo!
Boom.
So what is everybody saying?
Slither.
I'm going to go with John. I'm pulling Slither. With John here.
Where are you going?
I was going Slither.
I'm fine with that. That was like probably the best matchup of that side.
Yeah, it was.
So far,
I'm happy with it. I'm fine. I didn't know where to go.
That was good. That was good.
Jennifer's Body was just one of my favorite ones. Right. And, it came up against pretty much like, hey, this is a bad matchup.
Yeah.
Get one? Did you get one?
No, it's you. You and him.
Oh.
Yeah, it's me and Webb and you and Kyle.
This is a good one.
What we got?
This is the end.
Ooh!
Ah.
That's a funny ass song.
Funny ass movie.
Apocalypse.
I don't know about how scary it is, but it's funny.
It's the end of the world. That's pretty
it's
scary.
It's a horror theme, dude. It's a skeleton.
That is pretty scary. I mean, you gonna get against who?
Army of Darkness.
Army of Ooh, Darkness!
Not the boomstick.
Ooh, the boomstick and the S-Mart. Shop smart.
All right.
Not my boomstick.
Ooh, wow. Wow, that's a... I got to go with my heart.
I go with a bub. This is the end.
No, I got to go with my heart. I got to go with Army of Darkness. That's my heart.
Man, go with your heart, dude.
I am. I'm there. Where y'all at?
Oh, I'm going Army of Darkness.
Okay.
Man. I've been dropping loads all over this place all day.
I mean, dang, I'm not lying. I'm not lying that This Is the End is a funny-ass movie. It is great.
Maybe the last real comedy.
Probably so. Probably. But it's more comedy than it is horror. I will say that.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. It is more comedy than it is
Dude,
horror.
Dude, Army of Darkness is dope, though. When he fires that shotgun, he's like, this is my boomstick. And I love the old school skeletons.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the old like the Yeah, definitely.
What is your favorite of all the Evil Dead franchise?
Army of Darkness.
Mine's Army Ash vs. Evil, the television show that freaking L Ray Network.
Come on,
where do we go?
On Stars.
We'll have to pause and get our picture back. And
are we here? Or are we there?
We're upside down.
We're there. There we are.
Hey, guys.
Hey, we got close. Hey.
Just a little zoomed in. This probably ain't going to be right, but you know, it is what it is.
Oh, my God.
Get out of there. All right. So I don't know. I don't know if this is something that needs to be fixed or if we're just going to keep on going.
I don't know what I can do.
We're going to roll with it. Either way.
I'm sure it'll do that.
Y'all probably have no clue what we're talking about. We'll figure it out, though. All right. So.
And I'll just be the voice.
Was it Army of Darkness is what we got going on?
Hey,
right.
It's like I'm on radio again. You can hear me, but you can't see me.
You want to swap seats?
No.
Army of Darkness. All right. There we go. And there's him.
Here's a mysterious voice.
I'm a ghost now.
Oh, bam.
He's got a face.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
Why, very good. Yeah, that's the way.
Yeah, you can't see it. I don't know.
Another classic.
All right. What you got?
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Ooh.
I had a lot of fun rewatching this one.
It's always a fun watch,
well,
man.
That's going to be worth the Sharknado.
Oh, Sharknado?
Yeah.
Oh, look at his face.
He done said it wrong.
Oh,
he needs an Alka-Seltzer.
You get bonus points. You can name the star from 90210's real name.
Oh, yeah. I have no clue, but I know he's on 90210.
I hate to have to do this.
Here we are. I'm going to, yeah.
I got to go with,
Tucker and Dale.
Ah.
The great acting of Tara Reid before she went.
Hey, that was probably her last wonderful role, like, right there.
She was still kind of hot.
She was still hot there, and yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We got Chris Jericho, but you got Terrifier.
Yeah, but you got but what's the other chick from Tucker and Dale? She was hot. I can't remember. She was in a couple other movies.
Too. Sharknado, man. All right. There's sharks in the fucking tornado.
Go for it.
I'm going Tucker
and Dale.
There's sharks in a fucking tornado.
Tucker and Dale.
Tucker and Dale.
You won me in the pitch meeting. Yeah. All right, we'll put all our money into it.
All you. Boom.
Boomstick.
Mm. Waka waka. What where'd yours go? Oh, I was like, what is that?
Oh, I'm just holding my vape in my mouth.
I was like, I thought that was an entry.
Oh. I got a murder party.
Uh-oh.
I got what we do in the shadows. Two of mine against each other.
Ooh. Nice one.
Ooh, you got
put it upside down, Danny.
I did. I can't see it.
What subliminal message are you making?
It's an ambigram. Murder party and what we do in the shadows.
What we do in the shadows.
Ooh,
so good they had to make an FX series out of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with. What we do in the shadows on this one?
Funny. It's got the dude from Business Socks.
Yeah, the night of the flight of the Conchords.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it. Yep, yeah.
It's business. It's
business time.
You know when I'm down in my socks. You know what time it is down in my business socks.
That's why they call them business socks.
Business socks.
Anyway, so. I guess we're going to move that over.
Yeah.
Sorry, Murder Party was all right.
It was
right.
A good one.
Yeah.
I threw that in there.
To be honest, the funniest part to me was whenever he was in the closet, like Jermaine, they locked him in the closet, and Jermaine. He went to go find all the stuff to like get out, and he comes out and throws all the shit on the floor, and that was all he did. And I was like, oh, well, that's pretty funny.
Got him.
Got he. Anyway,
Did you pick?
No, I didn't. Oh, is it? Y'all just did that. Yeah.
I'll pick first.
That's fine.
Ooh, what did you do in the shadows?
A couple things. Suit. Doop.
Suit ride.
What we got?
Zombieland.
Oh, it's going to be kind of hard to go against Tusk.
That's what I'm talking.
No contest for me here.
Itsy bitchy spider with a water spell.
Come on, Wichita.
Oh my god.
Let's just go back to how hot. What's her name?
Yeah.
The Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
So
Wichita.
Hot.
Yeah, Wichita.
So hot.
Abigail Breslin.
She's hot too.
We've got.
I think she's like 16, though.
Yeah. No, she's much older now.
I'm just naming other female.
Much older now. And you got Bill Murray in it, too. I mean, you can't.
Fucking Bill Murray.
Bill fucking Murray. God. A legend.
Killed in his first 5 minutes on the screen.
Yeah. Started pulling out $100 bills to cry.
Yeah. He was amazing.
Zombieland.
I love Tusk. People dunk on that movie. I'm like, yeah. You'll always remember Tusk. You watch it one time, you'll never forget it.
It's a good...
I'm honing it.
Bon appetit.
It's not the best Kevin Smith, but it is a good Kevin Smith.
Yeah, like, is somebody like linked onto your computer?
It don't seem like it.
Because you got some shit going on.
Yeah,
over
you
there.
StockX notification.
You might be hacked. I don't know. You ain't got any work stuff on there, do you?
No. It's funny, though.
Do you have a monitoring system?
No.
Still funny.
Norton antivirus?
He's got the Edward Norton
Sorry about that. Dave Grohl.
Studio 666 versus
Death Gasm.
Death Gasm, oh man!
Couldn't have been a better matchup. They're both musical. Here we go. Well, you know my thoughts.
Here
we
go.
I love Death Gasm.
I did too.
I'm going Death Gasm.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Studio 666 was
It was crap. It really was. I mean, I love Dave Grohl, love the Foo Fighters, but.
I had to buy that movie to watch it.
Really? Oh, I'm
there's
sorry.
No other option.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's on streaming now.
Yeah,
this was like 8 months ago.
That old Death Gasm, I mean, you can't get tortured with a dildo and a.
Yeah, ain't that
I
fun.
Mean, come on with it. Let's make it happen. Why not?
Cult classic.
Yep.
And they're coming out with a second one.
There, yeah. We got Death Gasm 2 coming out. But it's a great premise, though. It really was.
Very metal.
Yeah, there it was. We're doing one at a time now because we're getting down to the...
Oh, nitty gritty.
Yeah, because we got to battle what we got up here. So right now we've got Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
The Final Girls. Did anybody get to watch
that? I'm not going to lie. I did not get to watch it. I did watch all the extended previews and all the reviews about it. It was a really cool concept, and it's got some pretty hot chicks in it, too. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, they both do.
Well, true. Well, one has one, got freak one, has one really hot chick. The other one has, like, three. So,
is that how you're gonna cast?
I mean, if that's how we're gonna judge it, then by hotness instead of horror or comedy...
I wasn't going to, but we can.
I mean, at this point.
In horror comedy, you have to throw in the hotness of the female.
You gotta have a little bit
of... I'm going Tucker.
Yeah,
I like the Final Girls.
Tucker and Dale first.
The Final Girls is underrated.
Yeah.
Tucker.
Great concept.
I thought it was a good concept. It really was. But I'm definitely going Tucker and Dale myself, though.
Yeah.
I mean, we all agree on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bump it over. Final four, baby.
There we go.
You got one?
Who's going to battle What We Do in the Shadows?
Mm. Man, I love What We Do in the Shadows.
Idle Hands.
Ooh! That's a...
You can still go back if you want a piece.
What was his name? What was the guy's name that had the glass Antoine? Bottle sticking out of his eye?
Oh.
No, that was...
Devin Sawa or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The glass bottle.
The dude's in a gnarly-ass horror movie called The Devil's Candy.
Yeah, it was the I thought that was Seth Green.
It may have been, but
Seth
I was
Green
trying to
had the bottle.
We're done.
We're almost.
That was it for the cup.
Oh wait, so but we gotta do these.
We gotta battle off.
We gotta battle these two, and then you've got these two to go. So what? Yeah, that's it.
I'm just saying for the drawings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. What we got? What We Do in the Shadows or Idle Hands? I mean, that's Idle Hands where I fell in love with
Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah.
She's
I
mean, so hot.
Yeah, that was like that was like 18-year-old Jessica Alba.
Yeah, that was a Seventh Heaven Jessica Alba.
No, you're thinking of Jessica Biel.
Oh yeah.
That was different.
I like that though. That's very nice.
200 or what was that movie she was in when she was like sleeping with the sheriff? It was like...
Into the Blue.
No.
Not quite.
This was a horror movie. Or not really a horror movie, more of a thriller. I can't remember. It was really good.
Missed that one.
I wish I could remember.
But,
Yeah, I can't help you.
But are we going Johnny Depp or are we going Seth Green?
Johnny Depp ain't in What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, I know. I was thinking
Dark Shadows.
I was thinking of Dark Shadows. Sorry.
I'm going What We Do in the Shadows.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. There we go. There we go.
Shit's funny.
It's moved.
They got like the Nosferatu one that's the grumpy roommate of the vampires.
Yeah.
My dumbass movie got picked last.
That's still like the soul sucker. Vampire, but you know.
I didn't know you had one. That's
one. It was his. Yeah. Ghostbusters versus Zombieland. Look, two Bill Murrays.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray versus Bill Murray. But we got.
I've Snow contest for me.
I've got to say Zombieland.
Yep, Zombieland. Mm. It's funnier.
I mean, Ghostbusters is... It's Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, Ghostbusters was great. They even had a cartoon. I mean, come on now.
I was almost started by the collection action figures for $5.
What, the Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters.
Collection? Oh, yeah.
Ghostbusters 2. Then the remake with Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah. And then they have another
one. The chick one.
Not the chick one.
Yeah, the Paul Rudd. The
Paul Rudd and the Stranger Things. Afterlife. Kids.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, yeah.
The chick one sucks.
I got Zombieland too. Yeah, it's because it's Girl Boss.
Yep. Girl,
get that shit out of here.
There. Sorry.
My last pick, Hubie Halloween.
Here we go. Versus Deathgasm.
Hubie Halloween. I like it.
Hubie Halloween, dude.
Yeah, Hubie Halloween on that one.
All right.
It was one part where he
Adam Sandler.
One part where he gets in a confrontation. He's like, "I want all the smoke."
Yeah. I mean, it is a
give me that smoke.
It is some it shit is like a that. Classic.
Then Adam Sandler, Steve Buscemi, Rob Schneider's character comes at the end with the police, and they're like got their finger guns. Don't move.
Yeah.
And I hate that Adam Sandler. The morning thing. I like when he's just regular.
Hibbity.
But I like that. It is nostalgic. It's Alan's nostalgic from his childhood.
I'll give it to you.
30 years up.
Give it to you. Yeah. So that's the one. So we're down to the final four on the horror comedy here. So we've got Tucker and Dale versus Evil versus What We Do in the Shadows.
That right there is the big one.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil, I'll say.
I'm Shadow Guy.
IMDb.
I feel like Alan's a Shadow Guy.
I'm a Tucker guy. we gonna put this into the test here. Who has the
Chat
most?
GPT.
Thank you. Can you help me with this problem I have? I need to know the difference of IMDb ratings on What We Do in the Shadows and Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
What We Do in the Shadows is a story about
doing things in the shadow.
Yeah. Ooh, Tucker and Dale versus Evil got a 7.5.
Woo! That's
a great movie, dude.
That's pretty high on the Richter scale right there.
I don't know if that's going to be close.
It might. That's in the sevens.
That's like almost real movie level.
Ooh! 7.6, What We Do in the Shadows.
Woo!
Well, What We Do.
What did we do? Did we do it?
Yeah.
We did it.
I didn't hear what you and Al picked. Y'all just went with the IMDb, huh?
I'll pick Tucker.
And Al picked
Shadows.
Yeah.
And we went, okay.
Yeah. We had to tiebreak it there. All right. So now we got Zombieland and Hubie Halloween.
I think it was Zombieland one, man.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
I think that's a no brainer right there. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Zombieland is awesome. Yep. It really is.
Double Tap's good too.
Both of them are great. Yeah.
I don't know which one I really like better. Maybe Double Tap.
Yeah.
They're about the same.
They're about equal. Yeah.
I like that it's got a Marty McFly's mom's daughter in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The redhead. Double Tap. That was in the mall with the Ed Hardy hat.
Yep.
Yeah.
The girl that's in Everybody Wants Some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marty McFly's mom's daughter.
Yeah. That's how he says it.
Yeah. Aren't you Marty McFly's daughters?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Marty McFly's mom's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I have a name.
Marty McFly's mom's daughter. There we go.
Name. Dibs on rock band name.
That's it. All right. So now we're down to the final of the comedies. Who's gonna take it home?
It ain't hard.
I don't think it's hard either, but it's What we
shadows
do
in the
what we do in the shadows versus Zombieland.
I'm really epic in what we do in the shadows. I love that movie.
I want to see IMDb on Zombieland.
I think I'm going to go Zombieland myself.
8.5.
Y'all don't make me. I always influence it.
Zombieland.
Yeah, go for it.
Well,
I mean,
what we do in the shadows was 7.6.
7.6. Zombieland, I think, has a little bit more of a cult following. Even though they hadn't made a show out of it yet, which is could happen.
Too much production. 7.5.
What?
7.5.
Seriously? Sure did. About 1 point.
It's got Amber Heard, so that's bonus points.
Got some hotness in there.
I don't like Amber Heard.
She's still hot.
I mean, she can shit in my bed. I don't care.
Yes.
Got stung by a bee. I remember that part.
It's quite all right. Here's
that. What you want. She's still hot. That.
Yeah.
Hell House. Versus.
Don't even know.
What we do in the shadows.
Yeah, I mean, I know where we're going with this. I have a feeling all of us are probably going this way, but. I don't know. Cobb has this very confused look on his face. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
What we do in the shadows is baller. They go to clubs. Yeah. Then they get in a confrontation with werewolf gang. It is funny, dude.
It's what they do. It's what they do in the shadows.
They go home and watch it. Oh, I got the new Twisters I bought.
Yeah, we got the substance to go for.
And I can watch actual horrors. I can want to watch now instead of homework.
We don't have to. We're not confined to these now.
Yeah, instead of watching 5 minutes of Ernest Scared Stupid.
He's like, I'm done. Right, booger lips.
What are y'all saying?
Hell House. No?
What we do in the shadows.
Ooh.
That's where it is. What we do in the shadows.
Is that where it's at again?
Is Alan Pickett?
Mm-hmm.
And that shit is funny.
All right.
But, I mean, Hell House, like, if you've never seen it, like, watch it.
I'd watch Hell House five times over the other. But
don't dunk on what we're doing. I picked Hell House LLC.
We did it.
If I picked Hell House LLC, what we do in the shadows is going to beat it in IMDb rating.
Mm-hmm.
Probably right.
Oh, yeah. I think we done looked up both of them.
Yeah, that was 5.6.
Yeah, it was a higher. I mean, it beat Zombieland for one.
God, two,
so,
man.
Yeah.
That was hard. That may be the hardest one we've done. Strangers versus House Styles of Corpses type matchup.
I hate Slither got beat out so quick. Or got picked so quick.
Yeah,
who would it go up against now? Slither went up against Jennifer's Body and won. Then went up against Ghostbusters?
No, it went up
against Cabin in the Woods?
No, it went up against Zombieland.
Oh, yeah. It's hard.
Because it moved over.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun, guys.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. That was a
all right, interesting back up time Tuesday. Do another one 2 days from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna cram that shit in. Call in work.
Do one on Thursday for Halloween.
Anything?
Nah, I'm good.
He's like, I got my shit.
All right. Well, there you have it. The winner of the horror comedy versus handheld horror.
I'm not comfortable with it. I still don't know. But it was what we do in the shadows, man.
That's what we
you
do.
Want, you want to do it?
Do like, we want to tie them up? You want to put them together? Ooh. We want to make them both winners? I think they're both winners.
I think they're both winners.
I really think they're both winners.
They're so different movies.
Yeah. I mean, it's completely... I mean, I think...
That's where you get to where this problem of these verses.
I think they've hit where they need to hit on both sides, to be honest
they're
with you.
They're both winners. What we do in Shadows will win. Just make it official.
Yeah.
Take that shit down.
Take that shit down.
Yeah.
Honorable mention.
Take it upside down.
Golly. Did you watch What We Do in the Shadows? Now we're going to rewatch it.
What did we do in the shadows?
I mean, I didn't have to remember. Watch it. I own it. And it's been a year since I watched it. Now I want to recently watch it.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue one last year.
I know, by a wide margin, too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue one last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.